a little bit more information out there now. After he's had, you know, a number of starts in the big league, so we'll have a plan going into it. He's got good stuff. He's obviously been really good in his first, whatever it is, 15 starts or so. And you know, we'll have a little bit more information going into this one than we did after his first one or two starts. So it'll be a good challenge, and you know, we're focused on tonight and getting to win tonight and then being able to deal with that last game of the series.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That is the voice of Ian Happ.
Mm-hmm.
Happer, as we call him. Happer. Was on with Dan and Lawrence yesterday. He's talking about facing Paul Skeens, Mr. David's favorite young pitcher. There's a lot to like about him, but you've gone too far, haven't you? You now have
I don't think
fever.
So.
You have the fever?
I don't think I've gotten too far on Paul Skeens.
You've got the fever, though.
I know they have the book on him. I'm a big fan of Paul Skeens. I love the way that they drafted him last year, and he started the All-Star game this year. Paul Skeens is fun to watch. He is appointment TV and radio. 11 o'clock, by the way, pregame right here on The Score. Zach Zabeman will bring you the action. I think Paul Skeens is going to mow down the Cubs today for about 7 innings. I think he's going to strike out at least 8 or more, like he has in 11 of his 17 starts. That's a guy who is going to be tough to hit, even with a book on him. I'd be willing to bet that he's going to.
And you did.
I did.
As we sat here.
I'm so like, you, what's happened to me?
You had Dustin look up the numbers.
Yes.
And what was it? 6.5 was what they thought the strikeout number
he got
be?
Me going. Yeah, 6.5.
That was the straight number, right?
That was the straight
David
number.
David enhanced it, I believe, right?
I enhanced it. I did. I went to my FanDuel app, which I'm loath to do during business hours. You know, I'm like, I'm on the job here. But during a break, I went to the FanDuel app, 8 or more strikeouts. I think it was a good number. It was like plus 236
well,
or
you,
something.
I think you took 8 when we talked, right, earlier.
I did.
And now you're going over. I took 9, so
more.
I'm with you.
All right, 8 or more. You said 9.
I did.
Why do you like Paul Skeens so much?
I love Paul Skeens.
How come nobody makes fun of you liking Paul Skeens?
Because I don't get out over my Skeens, as Peoria Matt said of you.
Because Molly had to be paid $500 to put a Cubs t-shirt on.
I didn't get paid. That was.
Well, you got paid for a good cause. A good cause.
God bless him. Yeah.
Skeens, your generosity. Will likely.
That was ridiculous.
I didn't go over my Skeens on the first pitch. I'm not saying he's going to hit 101.
See, said, that would be fun. Like, that's a fun bet at plus 2,000.
First pitch to Ian Happ is going to be a 98-mile-per-hour fastball right down the middle. Ian Happ can have a book on him. If he does, he's swinging and he's connecting and he's probably hitting it out of the park if he connects.
Matchup now is like must listen because of all of this going on. Happ makes a comment on the station, and then you can listen to Pat and Ron call it. I mean, come on. Who doesn't want to hear that?
It's great drama for a Wednesday morning. I think PNC Park is the place to be. And the Cubs have an opportunity to sweep. Going to be tough. You said 4-2 Cubs. I think it's 3-2 Cubs. I think Skeens goes 7. They get one run. He reaches his pitch limit. They go to the bullpen. They get to the bullpen. And PCA makes it happen by creating some sort of run, manufacturing it down the stretch after the 7th inning.
Total's 8, so you guys are both on the under.
Is that right?
Total's 8.
Oh.
Kyle Hendricks on the other side.
That concerns me. That concerns me more than Paul Skeens, actually. I like Kyle Hendricks. Who doesn't?
And haven't they skipped his last two starts, right? He hasn't started in a while.
It's been a while. When was the last time Kyle Hendricks started for the Cubs? I wish that they were in better shape with their rotation going into September.
I remember him hugging Javi Baez. Do you remember when
that was a quality start?
And that hurt his back, and now Baez had to have back surgery, right?
That was hip surgery.
Oh, hip surgery.
Baez, he had the golden sombrero, and that's the last we saw him, right?
It might be. Well, that's what we saw of Javi.
That's what I'm saying.
He didn't really play against the Sox.
No, No, he didn't play. He didn't play against the Cubs. He wasn't even booed. Sombrero.
He didn't even get booed.
Yeah, he did play. He skipped the next game, but then he played the third game.
Oh, he played the third game, and that was it. How many times did he strike out?
He played the day game. Because I remember that will be an indelible mark for me, being at Wrigley last Thursday during the day game, I believe it was, and seeing Javi Baez's name at the bottom of the lineup on the scoreboard, hitting a robust 185. And then looking like a 185 hitter at the plate.
And he's due like $75 million, $72
million. They still owe him a lot of money.
Yeah. What are they going to do with him?
Buy him out, probably. There's some talk about that in Detroit. What else are you going to do with him? He's probably blocking one of your prospects.
Well, he is blocking. He's blocked. They have a guy they brought up. But, you know, the idea, listen, he's had the worst year of his career, and he's going in for surgery, and here's hoping.
I'm more worried about Dansby Swanson than Javi Baez. I hope Dansby Swanson stays hot. This is a fun thing to consider. Dansby Swanson over the last month has been the hitter that he needs to be for the Cubs. Going into September, a year ago at this time, is when he started to maybe fade, you know, a little tired.
If only he were as good as his wife is at her sport.
Well, then he would be MVP caliber.
He would.
Yes.
He absolutely would.
Yes, he would. He was great talking about that. We had him as a guest. I know you're happy for me.
I love it.
On Saturdays inside the clubhouse.
I love it.
And he still was on a high last Saturday morning about just trying to put into words what that meant to him for her to have the gold medal winning goal in the Olympics.
It's incredible.
What a summer.
Yeah.
And what a comeback for her.
Listen, her career, she had a very serious knee injury. I watch these games. I can't help it. I really am interested in it. And she got cut down by this Irish girl in an international friendly.
It was a friendly.
And
it wasn't so friendly.
No, we called it a friendly, but it was like a terrible foul. Blew out her knee, had a lot of problems, took her a while to get back, but she is sensational. She's not only a goal scorer, she's not only fast, but she is committed to the team. She goes back. I could talk about her game for hours, Mr. David. Thank God I wasn't interviewing
her. Then recap the gold medal winning goal. And also, didn't she have a really big assist in a game previous to that?
Yeah.
That was made a hit? She had a great tournament.
The woman who has taken over that team, let's hope that Pochettino can do the same thing with the men that Emma Hayes has done with the women. He is a great manager. He's going to be the new U.S. Soccer manager.
I know who you're talking about.
And hopefully he comes in. And I'm just saying, they got the World Cup coming up. Let's make sure that they get as good as the women. But the women were phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
And they hired a great manager, and she changed their team, and she ran out a couple players, and everybody was surprised by it. And guess what? They're better. Better as a result. That's good stuff. And love Dansby, too, if he stays hot.
David, maybe you can get a quick futures bet on the World Cup now that the U.S. men have a new manager.
I think he's trying to get Dansby Swanson for a homer today.
I want Dansby Swanson to hit it. Is it Dinger Tuesday? No, it's Wednesday, but I'll bet
maybe
on him
parlay,
the homer.
Maybe a parlay. Skiing strikeouts with a total bases by Dansby Swanson.
I can see Dansby Swanson having the game-winning hit in the eighth inning, a double off some pirate relief pitcher. How about that?
That's awesome.